This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with the final installment of a five-part series that looks at the two-wayness of caring and how to get the kind of caring that you need in order to be effective. I started out by coming up with a list of expectations, or you coming up with a list of expectations that the caring communities back home have for you. And I talked about how to clarify those. And then we looked at how to get the best caring that you need. And also, we've switched it and talked an awful lot about how to care for them who are caring for you in a way that compels them to grow and develop. Then we looked at communicating in the five arenas, remember, kin, neighbor, social, work, and belief, and how giving stories back and relationships back to the people around you, to your caring communities back home, may help them to reach out to other people. And finally, I talked about how to introduce the local cultural events and holidays, etc., to your supporters in a way that makes them understand, even perhaps, what's going on around them when there are people of similar culture. Today, I want to finish up by looking at the privilege of getting and giving care. Sometimes we tend to see all the requirements around communicating with our supporters and carers as an oppressive burden. It becomes problematic. It becomes something that you get behind on, and it becomes something that becomes a necessary and dreaded burden as opposed to that kind of wonderful thing that it can be. As many of you know, I work in an agency that provides psychological care to people that are hurting desperately. And I found that I don't have a research study to prove this, but people that have authentic and honest and open relationships with their carers find that their carers stand by them in their darkest hour. Their carers reach out to them in ways that are too numerous to mention here. But people who protect or avoid communicating with their supporters sometimes feel even more alone when things are hurting. So once again, I go back to it's a necessity. It's a need that you need to have. And that is to have people surrounding you that care for you. No matter what you're doing or where you are, that is an incredible, important, essential for your job of living and working in a foreign place, in a place that you may not belong in. Okay, so we got this whole thing going, the privilege that I talk about. My sense of calling it a privilege is because it is something that you can speak into other people's lives. And that's a privilege. Anytime we can speak into other people's lives, that is an incredible privilege and something that we bear willingly. Of course, that's my perspective. You may disagree. But I think that we have a responsibility then to speak well. And I don't think it's that much harder to speak well than to speak adequately or speak poorly. This gets at the issue of what are we speaking about? Speaking well means paying attention to the context and the content. When things are going difficult, you can speak into how those are difficult, how that's impacting you. What are some solutions you've come into? Why do I push this all the time? Well, because I believe that we all have a need to learn from each other. Now, we may not express it that way, but I think there is an incredible sense of community that builds up, and people grow as the result of listening to other people and observing other people go through issues and things. So this unspoken need gets fulfilled when we are being honest about things. I speak a lot, and I tend to be fairly transparent when I speak. I use examples of myself all the time. Sometimes I talk about my wife and my kids, but I constantly talk about my own journey and whatever it is. And you know what? My journey ain't that great. I mean, I have no sense of being on the varsity in terms of journey. I'm on the freshman team. I'm on the first year learners, and I make all the mistakes that everyone else does. For some reason, people find that incredibly useful, that somebody that they normally would put on a pedestal, someone with an advanced degree in therapy and counseling, a psychologist, an organizational leader, a quasi so-called expert, can have the same struggles and even more so than them. That's very comforting. Some of my closer friends take glee in that, and perhaps that's okay because I poke at them too. But other people come up and say, you know, I can keep going partially because I know that you have to keep going. It's not that they live through me, but just knowing that there are no strangers in life struggles. Everyone is walking down that path at various times, and there's always things that you can learn from each other. So the privilege of getting and giving caring is that I can speak into, I can live into the lives and experiences of those people around me. It's not an inferior, superior relationship. My caring team are people that provide an essential service to me. Some of them, they write a check. And they help me out with certain special projects. Others are my warriors, if you will. They are the ones that remember me deeply each morning, for example. All are important and all are necessary. The old adage, it takes a village to raise a child, I have a corollary. It takes a whole community to encourage and raise a cross-cultural worker. So as we think through this and you see, or at least I hope you see, the vision and the possibilities that I bring to the table with this, this is a serious calling. It's a serious commitment on both sides. While it can become oppressive, the seriousness about it for me makes it more worthwhile. I do this because it's important. I communicate because it is important. They need to hear from me what is going on. So as we work through all of this, we need to remember how in the world we are going to communicate. Now, how do you make sense out of this whole series? I've given you hopefully some new ideas. Most likely, you probably will have said in a number of places, will I do that? Well, I hope so, because I hope I'm not saying something so outrageously new. I think the only thing, as I've shared this with people, that they find interesting is the idea of educating our carers and supporters back home, of helping them to do their jobs better as a result of communicating with me. I would like to ask you to think seriously about taking on this vision that I have into your heart as well. I think there can be no grander thing than to be an influence of people locally where you are right now and being an influence to people back home. Who knows who's going to follow you? And what you're doing is you're building a legacy. And what better legacy to build than to help somebody to be start out being effective where they are and then to become more effective at where they go. Well, there you have it, the complementarity, the interaction, the integration of caring being a two-way street. Not only will caring become a two-way street with your carers back home, but I think all of this will rub off and that you will see the complementarity of caring with local people that you are building relationships with. I think all of this will get you away from being merely an observer to being an interactor with the people around you. You will find out that all the information that you're learning, you have more of an audience to share it with. You're building relationships that go deeper with both sides of the water, and that can really make a difference and be of great help. I hope you had fun with me here. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.